Stephen Pearl ties Joel Eaves for the best first-year record of any Auburn basketball coach of all time. And everybody's mad because a coach watched another player play. Today's Village Vice, I'm feeling a little bit, Zach. Auburn came off its best defensive performance ever. Not ever. Let me back that up. That's wrong. Its best defensive performance this year in SEC play.
Sure. Ever. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
It's early. Leave me alone. I have a flight to catch in like a minute. So, holding Mississippi State to 61. Hubbard scored whatever, 25 points. I'm going to get there. Before we get there, though, did you see the story yesterday that was released right around tip time? Okay. Here's the short version for anybody who didn't see it.
Please.
So the allegation is an Auburn coach went and bought a ticket legally to a conference tournament that was not the SEC tournament. That's the story. That's the story.
Wow.
The background of the story is, well, it's tampering and it's a Queens University player and Auburn wants him and you can't do it. It's tampering. It's tampering. This was on the same day that the Big Ten commissioner sent a memo to the NCAA to say exactly this with no embellishment. We should halt all tampering enforcement.
Stop.
Full stop. Halt it.
Full stop. No cap.
Right. Halt tampering enforcement because the rules were written for a day and age that no longer exists. So
they're kind of right.
Well,
they're kind of right.
They are. They're exactly right.
But why? Exactly. Just be like, yo, fix it. Don't be like,
yeah.
Well, also, I don't know. Are they punishing people for tampering? That was my initial thing. It's like, I've missed this.
Yeah.
I've missed this.
So
I don't know what's up with that.
In the last 24, 48 hours, and this kind of started with the South Florida basketball coach who was a longtime assistant at Alabama. So that doesn't surprise anybody. Starts running his mouth about, well, I'm going to find you. He pulled a... We're gonna come after you if you tamper with our guys. I have a very particular set of skills that make your life a nightmare.
Okay,
whatever Liam Neeson said in Taken.
You remind me of Liam Neeson.
You remind me of Liam Neeson, Zach.
Thanks.
And so you know, if you tamper with our, we're gonna come out and get you. And then so the Queens coach comes out and says, "Yeah, we had an SEC assistant coach come to a conference tournament game." I mean, it's rampant. As if tampering doesn't exist, as if tampering is enforceable,
mm-hmm.
and as if the never officially named assistant, who's one of Auburn's assistants, did something that was impermissible, did something that was against the rules.
Mm-hmm.
For clarification, this is directly from the rule book. A basketball staff member attending another conference's basketball tournament would not be prohibited by Rule 11.6, since it's unlikely or impossible to be a future opponent at this time of the season.
Yikes.
All right. Staff who are not permissible off-campus recruiters may observe and evaluate only student athletes not in the transfer portal. They can only evaluate people not in the portal, meaning right now, while the portal's not open, you can evaluate anybody you dang well want to.
Wait. So you're telling me all the people that he was watching play basketball, none of them are in the portal yet?
Zero.
What's the issue here?
What's the issue?
Are you mad because your coach isn't doing it? Are you mad? The general you, not you, Brad Law. You're
right.
Perfect.
Right.
Thank and you. Level-headed as always.
Thank you.
Are y'all just mad? Oh, Auburn might be actually doing something here? Oh, my goodness. Auburn has a lot of money to spend this offseason. You better watch out. You better not cry. We're watching your kids play basketball. I'm telling you why.
We see you when you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
We see you when you're not.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's no different than, you know what, if I want to go to a big state tournament, if I want to go to a state championship, a Final Four for the high school kids, and watch that, it's the same.
Yikes.
Cry about it more. Did y'all think Auburn was going to have a sub 500 season in SEC play and just take it?
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all think they weren't going to try hard? Yeah,
you think we're just going to go back to the Jeff Lebo, Tony Barbie years? You think we were just, you think we're okay going back to that? No.
Is that what you're upset about? Is that what you're crying about? Is that why you release a would-be hit piece right around tip time of a pivotal game?
Yeah. You want to know something I love about this, though?
Tell me.
Stephen Pearl doesn't care about any of this.
No.
He doesn't care.
No.
He doesn't care. He's worried about, okay, let's do what we can to get into the tournament, right, but also, I can't wait to get my team together.
Yeah. That's right.
Because he knows... if it doesn't work, he's got one shot at it.
Yeah.
You think he's going to waste that, yeah, Brad? You think he wants to waste that opportunity?
Absolutely not.
No.
No.
No. And also, Queens, I'm just going to be, I mean, if we get a Queens guy on the roster, like, okay, cool, whatever. Yeah. But we've already played Queens.
Yeah.
Who's to say it's not for the other team? Like, doesn't that make more sense?
Yeah. Sure does. Makes a lot of sense.
All right.
You make a lot of sense, Zach. I appreciate that logical.
Hey, your face makes a lot of sense.
Well,
the way it's constructed and put together.
No, wait. You know what? It reminds me a lot of a really sound retirement fund. Constructed and put together in a symmetrical.
Yeah. Sounds like building wealth to me. Yeah,
it sure does. You know who you call to do that? Ford Stokes.
Oh, you call Ford Stokes.
Active Wealth Management. He'll give you a complimentary portfolio analysis, Social Security maximization report, a financial plan that'll take you all the way to birthday number 95. It's almost a $3,000 value, but because you watch or listen to shows on the barn, you get it for free. Kind of like Auburn basketball lives in people's heads rent free. You get this report for free. Go to Active Wealth.
Collective question, just real quick here.
Yeah.
Raise your hand. I don't care if you're driving and listening and or watching.
Sure.
Raise your hand if you want to be broke when you're old.
I see no hands.
No hands going up.
No hands.
Not one.
Look, Ma, no hands.
This is what you do right here.
ActiveWealth.com/plan or 888-814-0304. Ford Stokes, Active Wealth Management.
Ford Stokes, more like I ain't going to be brokes. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Yeah, that's true.
Ford, if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry.
Sorry for what? Driving business to him in flocks?
You're right.
I think so. So how many times did y'all watch Zootopia 2 yesterday?
Just once, surprisingly.
Just one.
Wednesdays are tough days for us.
Okay.
Wednesdays are go, go, go. But I'm sure we'll watch it this afternoon.
Gotcha. So I hesitate to tell the story, and I'll leave out some of the details. But the boy initially said he didn't want to watch it. It's like he was too cool for the movie.
For Zootopia 2?
For Zootopia 2, yeah. Because it's little sister's favorite movie. So he can't be like, you know, oh, yeah, I like the same movie.
Why wasn't he at school yesterday?
They're on spring break. It's spring break here.
Okay. Yep. My kids got it next week. Yep. Okay. Gotcha.
So, he wasn't pretending to be sick or anything this time.
I mean, it wouldn't shock me at this point.
Sure. So little sister just says, well, it's fine. I'll watch it in my room.
Which is a power move on her.
Sure is. No, she's unbothered.
Mm-hmm.
And so about 5 minutes later, I kind of want to watch it. And I go to the couch and find him curled up under a blanket on the couch watching Zootopia 2. He didn't want to be left out.
Yeah.
So we had it sort of once, but on two different screens yesterday.
When you watched Zootopia 2 for the first time, were you not blown away of like, oh, I really did think they covered every animal in the first one. And they like clearly didn't. And it's like, wow, this is a major plot point that they thought about beforehand.
You know, no, because here's what I was doing. I do the thing I do in every animated movie. I don't follow the plot all that much. I try to figure out how many of the voice actors I can identify.
Okay.
And so I'm like, oh, I know who that is. That's so-and-so. That's, oh yeah, that's the, that's Vasquez from Big City Greens. That's the same guy. Yeah. That's this, that, or the other. And so I try to see if I can.
How'd you do?
Pretty well.
Okay.
Pretty well. I think I got 8 or 9.
Really? That many?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for
pretty
you.
Good at it. Pretty good at it, Zach. You're
pretty good at it. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty good at a lot of things.
Okay. Auburn, pretty good. Let's finally get into the game 10 and a half minutes in. Of course, by the time people are watching this, we play again in 3 hours or so. Defense. Defense. That was the whole key.
Sure.
They coached and motivated the defense differently in this game, I thought, than they had in several games, too.
Well, it was really similar to what we saw in the second half against Mississippi State when they played in Starkville. Like, hey, yeah, follow Hubbard around. Like, let's make sure that he doesn't go nuclear.
Yeah.
He still did kind of good considering, but
he did, but it was on 25 shots.
Yeah. Hey, you're on 25 shots, my guy.
Doesn't work. No, not every, it doesn't work every time.
It does when you're Brad Law.
No, not every time.
The Creed memes were some of the funniest things. Oh, they let them in here.
Did they? Oh, of course they did.
Assassin's Creed Auburn. That's so funny.
That barely even looked. There's barely a resemblance there. All right. That one's just realistic. I don't know what the. Amazing.
Can For you take our audio audience, that's a Creed cover album, cover art. And Brad Law's a part of it.
You know, I've learned that
Creedence Clearwater Revival with Brad Law in it.
That's maybe my favorite. I could have used some facial hair on that one like the other guys, but it's okay. AI so slims funny. My face drastically.
Yeah. What is this one?
No, that's not one. That's one of the old ones with the honey.
All right.
You're dipping into anyway. Stuff now.
If we win today, are we in?
Yeah, and I don't know that we have to win today to be in because of how many L's bubble teams are taking. Yesterday was a wild day on the bubble. Cincinnati is sitting there on the bubble. They got a big lead over.
Bubble, baby, bubble, baby, bubble, baby, bubble.
Yeah. And they blow a big lead to UCF in the Big 12 tournament.
We're recording in the middle of the night right now. You can tell. We are delirious.
People are going to start demanding. So that means I ain't got a clue where the next 7 minutes are going to go, ladies and gentlemen.
Devastated. I just looked up. We're 13 minutes in. I thought we were done, and we're not. And we talked about Zootopia, too, for half of it.
Well, the deal is I've tried to talk about the game 3 times, and you've just been like, nope. Too close to the next game.
The show's going to be out 5 minutes. I don't want to age the show.
I know. I get it. No, that's why I'm like, all right, I'm not going to force it. Not going to shoehorn it in there. It's fine. But I will talk about the other bubble teams that lost yesterday, though. Indiana lost to Northwestern. Yeah. You can't do that with your back against the wall. SMU lost their first game in the ACC tournament. So you can talk about Auburn's deserving and their resume all you want to and some bad losses down the stretch. The other teams have to show they belong too.
Yikes.
In order to keep you out, somebody else has to go in. And as I sit here today, I don't know that they have to beat Tennessee to be deserving, not just based on their own resume, but what the other teams haven't done. Mm-hmm.
If they lost today and still got in, the rage would be delicious.
Yeah.
If Auburn gets in at all, people are going to pitch a fit because people love the, what is it? The no team's ever gotten in with 16 losses.
Yeah. Well, it's like two SEC teams are it. That's all.
Gosh.
Texas lost last night to Ole Miss.
Mm.
They, mm-hmm. I mean, that resume is not drastically better than Auburn. In fact, let me look at this. Yeah. Auburn's got a better net ranking than Texas does.
Right.
So
people love to ignore that we're like, you know, where we are net. People love to ignore it.
Schedule counts for something. It's got to.
It does. It does. And being top 40 in net, it's just like it gives you a shot. You're going to probably get it. So win today, I think it really solidifies it.
Mm-hmm. I think win today does. I think you're in. You're in as comfortable as you can be as a bubble team. Like, not super comfortable, but I think you're on the right side of it.
Yeah.
Can you play defense like they did yesterday again today?
It's always it's interesting. You know, it's been a minute since Tennessee's play. Not really. I mean, it's like a normal. It'd be one extra day from like a normal midweek.
Yeah.
Does that throw them off at all? Auburn played yesterday. Are they still kind of fresh or whatever?
Right.
Maybe we'll see. Does that matter? I don't love the fact that we play like three guys. And,
yeah,
you know, back-to-back days, that might catch up with you. That's certainly something I'm concerned about.
Mm-hmm. We're going to find out, I guess, about an hour after the show releases and an hour before the game if Nate Ament is going to play. He was listed as questionable last night on the initial injury report. Troy Henderson, questionable. Amari Evans, probable. I don't know. And how much are those? I mean, if you're playing, are you 100%? That's always a question when you get a guy on an injury report. Is he going and going to give his best, or is he 100% so he's, you know, so he's available?
Well, look, if you're Tennessee, you're firmly in the tournament. Your seed line's not going to move, even if you probably win the thing. You might go up one spot. Yeah. Is it worth playing him at that point?
Right. Or taxing him? Like, if he plays, do you play him more than 12 minutes?
Pushing it a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
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 I think they're probably better just to protect themselves and sit those guys.
I think they should just sit the guy.
Yeah.
If they care at all about winning when it matters, just sit the guy.
How would we feel about that? How would we have felt last year if, like, Miles Kelly, Chaney Johnson, and Dylan were all between questionable and probable? Would we have wanted those guys to sit, or we would have played them? We don't want them to.
Didn't we talk? That happened. We talked about that with someone down the stretch. We were like, don't play. I think it might have been Miles. Was it Miles banged up?
Yeah, a little bit late. I think that's right.
Going into the tournament, and I think we actually had the conversation where it's like, don't play him.
Yeah.
This doesn't matter.
May have been. May have been after they clinched. After they clinched the regular season title.
Yeah. Talk about that with Janai, too. I mean, because he was clearly not himself.
That's true.
At the end. So
we did talk about don't push guys until you feel like till they're 100% back. There's no reason to push until they're 100% back.
You know, unless they're 100%, there's not really any reason to push, you know?
Right. Are we just going to repeat the same stuff for the next 2 minutes?
We can do whatever you want. It's your show.
It's not. It's our show. It's the people's show, Zach.
People's show.
I think, I think that's it. Let's go get another win today and you know, talk about it tomorrow on the live.
Don't push unless they're 100%.
How about this? Take it out of anybody else's hands. Like, don't even make it a question of whether or not you're on the right side of the bubble. Just go win. Win two. Win two more. Beat Tennessee and Vandy and just shove
them. Let's just win the conference tournament. I'll just do that.
Stranger things have happened. Anybody think they were going to get to Saturday, Bruce's first year? I remember the 2000 team after Chris Porter was out and they were looked flat the last couple games of the regular season. Uh-oh. They made it all the way to the championship game.
Uh-oh. Think we'd be in the tournament then?
Yeah. I have to do this because I listened to the review show earlier today, and I have to clarify. I just can't help it. I have to clarify.
The what show earlier today?
The review, the recap show that you and Daryl did.
You called it a review show?
Yeah, I called it a review show.
I hate that. Let's back that up. Try it again.
What reaction show? I watched the reaction show.
Yeah, reaction post game. Yeah, right.
There you go. The reaction
show. Review show?
All right. Never mind. I'm not even going to make the point.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, 2003, that team was, it was a big uproar that they made the tournament. People thought they didn't deserve to make the tournament.
Right.
And they beat the 7 seed St. John's and the 2 seed Wake Forest to get to the Sweet 16, where they lost by a point to Carmelo Anthony and the national championship Syracuse team.
Somebody came in and corrected us.
Uh-huh.
And we said that.
Okay. I didn't make it to the end.
The review show.
No, it was a great review show otherwise, so clearly.
This is a great review show.
It was an awesome review. You guys did
you mentioned Wake Forest. Who is your favorite Wake Forest alum?
I don't know.
Here's a hint. He also was their quarterback.
Okay. This past year?
No.
No, because he wouldn't have graduated from there.
No. A long time ago.
Oh, a long time ago.
Carroll Blackerby.
No starting kidding.
Quarterback. For the Demon Deeks.
No kidding. Yep. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Are they a second favorite team of yours for that reason?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
All right.
Probably should be, though, but they're not.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though.
I knew you came from an athletic family. You've got it written all over you, but.
Yeah. No. He passed away probably like 10-ish years ago. Uh-huh. And when he did, I wanted to get something for my dad for Father's Day about that. So I emailed the Wake Forest SIDs. I'm like, can you send me anything you've got of him? And they sent me a few image, like digital files that they had of him. And I got them all printed out and gave it to him. Super emotional moment. But hats off to Wake Forest for doing that.
That's really cool. That's legitimately very cool.
You're really cool.
So are you, Zach. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. That does it for today's show.
Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. Please subscribe. Remember, until next time, everyone has vices.
Bubble, baby.
Get in there.
Bubble, 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 bubble.
Everyone has vices. Make sure Bill advises one of yours.
Bubble, 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 bubble